It is time for us to check sports. It is time for us to bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
The Islanders live to fight another day.
Yeah, I went to sleep after the first overtime, and I woke up this morning to find out they won in the second, 2-1. It was a real close game. I think Tampa kind of like laid back a little bit last night, which I was surprised. And the Islanders stuck around and wound up winning in the second overtime. The Islander goalie made some huge saves last night to keep them in the game. He should have gotten the top star of the game. And the Islanders try again to even up the series tomorrow night. They're down 3-2. Still no room for error, and they'll take it up again tomorrow night.
Yeah, I looked at some of the video this morning. 36 saves, he looked like an old-time goaltender. He was all over the place, on his back, on his side.
Yeah, he made a lot of big saves, and I think it was in the third period. Tampa Bay scored a goal, but they were offsides by 10 feet, so they went to the replay and they negated the goal. So that one came off the board, and that was big for the Islanders, and they hung in there and wound up getting a win last night. So let's see what happens. You got to go one game at a time, and hopefully you have the opportunity to win game six, and then if you win game six, anything could happen in a game seven, but you know they're still up against it.
All right, taking a quick look at baseball yesterday, some of the scores, the Brewers over the Cardinals, 18-3. The Diamondbacks and the Angels, that was a final, 9-8. And the Yankees over the Blue Jays, 20-6. I mean,
I was watching some of that Yankee game, and the score's really misleading. I'll tell you why. The starter for Toronto was pitching very, very well. The right fielder. Remember Little League, how you put the worst kid in Little League that was on the team in right field and hope the ball didn't go to him?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way this guy, whoever he was, I don't even know his name. I don't want to know his name. I don't need to know his name. That's the way he played right field last night. There was a routine fly ball hit to him in right field. The ball was in his glove, and he dropped it. Then the very next play, there was a ball hit to his right, playing right field, where he had to take like about 6-7 steps to get to the ball. He missed it. I was like, are you kidding me? And you could see the pitcher was just like the same thing. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you, if I was that pitcher last night and he got pulled that inning because the wheels fell off the bus, another hit, 3-run homer, just the way it goes when the right fielder makes 2 errors on 2 balls that should have been caught. When I got into the locker room, I would have threw that right fielder's clothes into the shower.
It was, well, you're right. Here's the whole thing. When you play baseball, I was that kid that always was put in right field, not only in Little League, but in minor league Little League, okay? I was a terrible baseball player, terrible. So I was that kid that was always put the place that could do the less damage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, and it happens in the first inning, and that's what I was just going to say. You're in the major leagues. When you make mistakes like that in the major leagues, and you put yourself in a position where it becomes batting practice after a while for the other team.
I mean, you keep extending the inning. You keep putting. Yeah. I mean, it was so bad. It was so bad that the first ball he missed. I think the Yankees had a guy on second base. The guy on second base didn't score because he went back to second base to tag up to go to third. So he couldn't score on that play.
Yeah.
So you had first and third. The next ball was so routine, the guy from first, he only got to second base. He didn't get to third. Yeah. I mean, that's how routine these were, that the runners couldn't take advantage of the miscues because they were such blatant outs. I'd never seen anything so bad in my life. I've been watching baseball that I can recall for 50 years easily. I never seen plays in the big league so bad in my life. They've been bad all year, but that right fielder on Toronto, he gets the cherry this one. This was absolutely awful. And, you know, then the Yankees took care of business and scored a lot more runs.
But
at that point, the game, I think it was 1-1. In that inning, it went to 6-1, and the wheels were off the bus.
I'm a Yankee fan, okay? I watched part of that game. The wheels came off the bus because when you have a pitcher that goes out, that when that happens in the first inning,
yeah, your staff is ruined.
And so what they did is they brought somebody else in, and he was getting pummeled. And you know what? They left him in simply because
because you ruin your pen. You only got about 13 games left.
That's it. The game was out of control. But when I put it on and saw that, I think it was 8-1, and it was like in the third inning.
Yeah.
And so they decided. You're exactly right. The manager decided. Well, you know what?
You got to pull the plug on one game so that you can win tomorrow.
Save the rest.
And not sacrifice your staff for tonight in a losing cause where you're going to lose the next three.
Yeah, so the score is not indicative of, because there were a lot of other factors. I mean, the Yankees took advantage of everything they were given. Don't get
sure,
me wrong.
Absolutely, they should.
But if you don't have a blowout inning like that in the first inning of a game in a 60-game season that you're now 40 games into, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
You got to just pull the plug on the game.
Yeah. And that's what happened. Okay. Well, where else do you want to go in sports?
The Mets season probably ended last night. They were mathematically alive to finish around 500. They had to go like 9-3 or 9-4 in their last couple games. I think it was 9-4. And then now last night the Phillies beat them 4-1, and that's a team ahead of them. And that's a big loss now, and because it's actually a two-game spread. The game you lose and the game they win, you're going in opposite directions. So the Mets season right now is pretty much done. The White Sox beat the Twins last night. That was their competition in the Central Division because the Indians have been losing a lot lately. So now the White Sox got some separation. They got a 3-game lead over Minnesota, and they have 12 games yet to play. So 3 with 12 is a lot. I mean, if you go 6-6, the other team has to go 9-3 to catch you. So we'll see how that goes. And like I said, the Indians, they're 6 games behind now, so they're pretty much have no shot to win the Central. And the Dodgers, some people were thinking that San Diego, you know, oh, they're going to catch the Dodgers, blah, blah, blah. They played the Dodgers the last two nights, and San Diego came to town a half game behind. They wake up this morning 2.5 games behind. The Dodgers beat them the last two in low-run scoring games. San Diego feasts on bad pitching because all they're playing are the Western Division teams in the American League and the National League. Out of 10 teams in the Western Divisions, there's only 3 with a 500 record. That's some pretty bad baseball.
Yeah, it's
7 out of 10 teams under 500.
Yeah, in a 60-game season. Yeah,
I mean, it's pitiful. You got the Arizona Diamondbacks. They only have 18 wins, and then you go to the other side, and the Angels, who are supposed to be everybody's quick pick every year with Mike Trout and company, they're 20-29. The Rangers are 17-31. Seattle's 22-26, and they've been playing good to get to 22-26. It's just a mess. So these teams just fatten up on each other, and they're going to get exposed when the playoffs come because they're playing other teams with winning records, and it's going to be interesting. Now I was reading that in Major League Baseball that all the playoffs are going to be in a bubble.
Yes, they're going to play in
after the first round, I think.
Yeah, the American League will play in Texas, and I forget where the National League's playing. But yeah.
Well, so you know what that means, right? The Yankees will be on if they get that far. Every night at 8:00, and God help you if you want to see your team play, because they'll probably play at 2:00 in the afternoon.
But the bubble is coming. That's right.
That's ridiculous. I don't know. It's been working this way for the entire season. Why are you changing it?
Who knows? Hey, you know what? I was really surprised to see that Voit is actually having a pretty good year for the Yankees. I haven't followed him that closely. Batting about .290, and he's leading the major league in home runs with 17. He took off a lot of weight from last year. That kid did. He's no longer the fat farm boy. He actually looks like he's a. Don't get me wrong. He's not a superstar, but I'll tell you what. The kid takes the game seriously. I gotta give him a lot of credit.
Well, he got traded from the Cardinals to the Yankees to get an opportunity to play, and he's lucky that he's got an opportunity to play with the Yankees because of injuries and whatnot. And he's taking advantage of it. Yeah, he's hitting .280. He's kind of an all-or-nothing player, though. Like you said, he's got a bunch of home runs. How many has he got? He's got 18 home runs.
Yeah, 18, yeah.
And he's got, where is it? I can't find it. How could they not have RBIs here? That's pretty bad. They have the RBI column. The guy hit a home. I know he hit a 3-run homer. He's got 42 home runs. So, yeah, he is having a pretty good year.
Yeah, I mean, and Stanton came back last night. You know what? This kid is plays far better than Stanton. Far better than
Stanton, 0-for-4 with two whiffs.
Yeah. Far better than it. Anyways.
He was Stanton was the only starter not to get a hit last night.
There you go.
In a 20-run game, he got no hits.
No hits. All right, anything else?
I think that's it.
When do the Islanders play again now?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, all right.
Tomorrow night.
And they're down 3-2?
3-2. And one more thing with baseball, that once the playoffs start, there's no day off.
No day off.
They play every single day.
And I think that's meant to be a great equalizer to make the season meaningful.
It's ridiculous.
It's right. It's stupid. It's just plain stupid. That's all. It's baseball's easy way out is what it is.
I mean, you got how many rounds you got this year? Four,
yeah.
So you start with 3 and then 5 and then 2 7s, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right? So that means you're going to play 25 games in 25 days?
Yeah. Nuts.
Why?
It's going to affect the quality of baseball. It affects the decision making of managers.
You're going to see 26 games like you saw last night with the Yankees because I can't blow my pen because I have to play the next 77 days in a row. Yeah. So we're going to forfeit this game. We're just going to we're going to roll over for you.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, 2 on, 1 off. 2 on, 1 off. That's the way to play it.
Yep. All right, Mike, I'll check with you tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Mike's got his pickup once again, RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com. The internet pick is up for you to look at.
Crazy day yesterday at Kentucky Downs. The pick 5 where you hit 5 races in a row. Remember I hit one of them last week?
Yep.
$150,000 it paid for a 50-cent denomination bet. 150 Gs.
Amazing.
That'll help you out.
That'll help you out a little bit. All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.